Today's scripture reading is from James chapter 1, 19 to 25. My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in the mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. God bless reading this word.
Thank you, Robin. So I thought I'd start today just kind of talking to you guys about the message last week. And it's about, you know, becoming disciple makers. And, yeah. Can you hear what I'm saying? No, not really. You know, when you want people to listen to you, it's best to whisper. Whisper, that always gets people's attention, right? Because if you whisper, then they think, like, oh, you're saying something important that you don't want anybody else to hear. Can you hear what I'm saying, Susu? Anyway, that is just to get your attention. But yeah, we're going to be beginning or starting, continuing this series called Bless, the Rhythms of Disciple Making. And just a little refresher, we're focusing on this because Jesus gave his last command to his followers to go and make disciples of all nations. And so, yeah, this is what bless means. These are actually a word. Bless is to kind of simplify, summarize the rhythms of disciple making in our life. And last week we saw begin with prayer. And this week, today, we're going to be focused on listen. And then there's eat, which is going to be a really exciting one next week, right? And serve and story. We'll get into those in the weeks to come. But the reason why we're focusing on this is because disciple making is to be rhythmic in our lives. It's to be a part of who we are as followers of Christ. In a sense, it defines who we are as followers of Christ. It is not to be something we add to our lives, but something that defines our lives. So the rhythms of life. Listening we do a lot of, or actually maybe we don't do much of. If you're like me, I have a hard time listening a lot of times. We hear a lot of things in the week. We hear one or more messages from the Word of God. If you're here Sunday, or you listen on the radio, or you go on a podcast or something like that. Words from our parents and friends, sirens that we hear, instructions from teachers, ideas or messages from movies or books or TV shows that we watch, directions from a doctor maybe, orders from an employer, music, laughter, crying, anger, joy, thunder. Did you hear that yesterday? Yeah, I heard some thunder, saw some lightning. That was exciting. Car alarms, list goes on and on and on, right? We hear a lot of stuff all week long. We hear all kinds of things. But are we really listening? We hear stuff, but do we really listen to what we hear? Sure, our ears receive these sounds, but that doesn't mean that you and I are actually listening to what we're hearing. You know, we have a real problem in our society, is we have a problem listening. And that's what the message is on today, listening. If a child doesn't listen to her parents, she may get hurt. Because usually parents have a reason for telling us things, right? If we don't listen to the sirens on an emergency vehicle, we may cause an accident or get into an accident ourselves. If we don't listen to someone with which we have a relationship, whether it's a friendship or a romantic relationship or family relationship, that relationship may break if we don't listen to that person in that relationship. If we don't listen to the doctor, we may get sick. If we don't listen to our employer, we may get fired. If we don't listen to God, we disobey. So listening is very important. For example, there's a funny story about President Franklin Roosevelt that I came across. And President Roosevelt had this big smile, and he got really tired of saying the usual things at all these White House receptions that the president has to have. You know, they have diplomats and such over, and then you always have that receiving line where the president and his wife have to stand there and shake hands. And he'd get really tired of doing this over and over again, so because nobody really listened to whatever he said, because, you know, they're just going through the line. So he thought of one time to say, do something like an experiment. So as people were coming through the line at this one occasion, he would say to every person as they shook his hand, this morning I murdered my grandmother. Or I murdered my grandmother this morning, I think that's what he said. So he would be like, you know, they come down and he'd be like, oh, hi, yeah, I murdered my grandmother this morning. And then, oh, hi, I murdered my grandmother this morning. And people just didn't listen to him. They'd respond like, oh, you're doing a wonderful job, President, Mr. President. Or, you know, how lovely time it was tonight. And then, you know, he'd say it and they just move on. They wouldn't even listen to what he was saying. Until this one foreign diplomat came by and he said, I murdered my grandmother this morning. And then he just leaned close and said, I'm sure she had it coming to her. You know, and then moved on. So he actually was the only one who listened to what he said. And obviously he thought it was a joke. Because if it wasn't, it'd be bad. We hear a lot of stuff all the time, but we don't really tune in and listen. That's my problem. And I'm sure it's your problem many times. Well, James chapter 1, verses 19 through 25 deals with this issue of listening. And so that's why we chose this text today. Earlier in this chapter, James encouraged followers of Jesus to, because they face trials and temptations. And so he is trying to encourage them in their hardship, and he reminds them of the hope that they have in Jesus Christ and the gift of eternal life that they have to look forward to in Christ Jesus because of their hardship that they're facing. And then, therefore, he then commands here in the beginning two verses of our text, 19 and 20, he says, my dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. So, our problem in society today is that we don't listen. We just simply don't pay attention to things that are around us. Sure, we hear, but we don't listen. And we're losing the habit of listening and replacing it with the habit of speaking out. You know, the United States upholds this right of free speech, right? And the right to speak our opinion. But just imagine if everyone here spoke their opinion without listening to the opinions of others. And that's kind of, in a sense, where we are as a country, if you think of just Congress, right? Everybody's speaking their opinions, but they're not listening to each other. There's no working together, no understanding. And it gets chaotic. Well, James here commands followers of Jesus, everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. The Christians that James was writing to faced persecution and hardship. And you better believe that they had a lot to complain about because their lives were tough. They were difficult at this time in their history. And this command to be quick to listen and slow to speak reveals this close relationship there is with these two activities, speaking and listening. I know some people have claimed to me that they can talk to someone and listen to another conversation going on the side. I'm amazed by that. But I don't know how well they can listen and talk. I can't do that. I can't even watch TV and do anything because May will be in the other room. If I'm watching TV, she'll be like, Jeff, Jeff. And I'm just zoning. I'm in there. I'm in the zone. Jeff. And she gets, yeah, so she literally has come in kind of like wave her hand in front of my eyes. I'm like hypnotic. You know, especially if it's a show I really like. So it's just we don't really listen, and these two things cannot. There's a real close relationship between speaking and listening, and that's why we should be quiet when someone else is speaking, right? Because it helps us listen to what they're saying. If we're talking, it's hard to listen to what they're saying. So we are to be quick to listen, slow to speak, And if we're slow to speak, then definitely we're going to be slow to become angry because of the relationship here. So what does it mean to really listen? Really, really listen. Well, the first point here is to listen means to interact with what we heard or what is heard. Jesus said to a crowd in Matthew, and he said this many times in his ministry, Matthew chapter 15, verse 10, he just said, listen and understand. And then he went on. And that's what it means to really listen, is to seek understanding, to interact with what is said. James encouraged us to be quick to listen. Now, this word listen means to simply hear, but it carries with this an understanding or a meaning along with it to attend to consider what is or has been said, to understand, to perceive the sense of what is said, to comprehend what you're hearing. That's really listening. It's not just hearing. It's listening, interacting with what is said. And what does James mean by to be quick to listen? Well, he simply means that listening, it should be the first thing on our mind when someone is speaking or when we are experiencing something, is we're trying to interact with what's happening and understand. So that when we listen, for example, to God and God's Word, is that what we're trying to do, to interact with God's Word, to understand what He's trying to tell us through God's Word, how the Holy Spirit is leading us. Are we really listening to Him? Because I'll tell you, that's exciting when we hear from God. Specifically, and it applies to my life, well, that pumps me up because I know what God says will happen. So it's nice to be in rhythm with that. Otherwise, we're working against that and life gets messy. So we don't only hear it, we don't just hear it without evaluating it. We listen is when we actually interact with it. Listening means interacting. This means filtering out what is good from what is useless, meaningless, or just wrong. This requires us to think a little bit. It's tough. It's hard. I know when we're in school, we're more able to think, get that habit, those muscles going, because we're trying to understand the materials that we need to know and spit back out on the tests. But once you're out of school, you can get a little lazy in that way, where you don't trying to interact with what we're hearing and learn about that. So this means that the sound that enters our ears or the idea that enters our thoughts, we need to interact with. We need to try to comprehend whether it is good, bad, useful, or useless. So we're evaluating everything that's coming at us. That's listening. It's like 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5 says, we demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. So when we interact with what we hear, we are really listening. So are you listening? I hope so. You know, I heard them for many years. I hear them all the time, especially when I walk my dog, Summer, in the morning. And I never really listened to them. And what I'm talking about is birds. So when I'm walking Summer, there's little birds, especially when it's warm out, the birds are going crazy. They're chirping and singing and squawking and whatever. And I never really listened to them. I just didn't pay attention. I heard them, but I didn't listen until, you know, one time I remember, I was like a year and a half ago or so, I started to wonder, like, wow, there's just so many different bird sounds. And so I tried to figure out what bird was making what sound. So I was trying to look and see if I could see a bird when they're actually singing. And it's hard, especially when there's a lot of birds. You don't know which one's making which sound. So I got more interested. I was kind of curious about birds and their calls. And so I was just sharing this with my mom once a week during our conversation. And then after a while, I get this little package in the mail, and it's this CD of bird calls. She sent me this. So I started driving around in the car listening to this bird calls, trying to learn bird calls and what kind of birds. And she gave me this little pamphlet so I could know what the birds look like and what kind of birds they are. And it was really cool. And so then, very shortly after listening to that, I started, when I was listening as I walked to the bird sounds, I could know, like, oh, that's a chickadee. Because they kind of go, chickadee-dee-dee-dee-dee. Right? Yeah, and that's a chickadee. And I know kind of what it looks like, and a blue jay, and a sparrow, and, you know, and I'm starting to put, and it's like it opened up a whole new world to me that I heard, but I never really listened. I was interacting with the noises, and I tell you, it's pretty amazing what kind of birds are out there. But that's another whole side of things. But yeah, I was, real listening requires a decision of our will to interact with what we're hearing. Hearing doesn't require a decision of our will, right? Hearing is unbidden, right? It's just, you're hearing me now. But whether or not you're listening to me, that's your decision. You know, just in a sense, another example is our sound techs. You know, Norm's back there listening. And the sound tech, especially, their job is to listen to the sounds in this room and try to mix them right, make them balanced, make sure that one sound, or like, especially their hardest part of their job is when the band is playing and they're trying to mix everybody in the band so that you can hear the singers and the drums, or the drums are hard to mix, but the piano and all those things, so that not one drowns out the other, and that requires listening, because they have to, when the band's playing, can you hear the piano? So you gotta concentrate and think of just the piano. Can you hear it? And if you can't hear it, you better turn it up. And all that. And so that requires real listening. Well, James wants us to make an extra special, swift, speedy effort to listen. That's what he's commanding us. Listen to the proclamation of God's word. Listen to the guiding of his Holy Spirit. Listen to our spouses. Listen to our friends. Listen to our coworkers, what they're sharing with us, what's going on in their lives, how do they feel. Listen to every person that is in our life by what the way God has brought it about in the situations of where we live. Are we listening to them? Because if we really listen, we will know what people are saying. We will understand what they mean better. We will know and have a good guess of how they're feeling. You know, what's troubling them? What's, in a sense, behind the words they're saying? Or maybe even we can guess what they're not telling us. They haven't said by what they've told us. That's interacting. And only then will we be able to be more effective in making disciples of Jesus, because we will be more, in a sense, in tune with the people that God has brought in our lives. With brothers and sisters in Christ, and helping and ministering and encouraging them. With the people who are not yet part of the family of God, we can understand them and know how we can serve them and the needs they have or what they've voiced to us. James understood it is not in our nature to listen well. So he encourages us here to make a decided effort to concentrate on listening before we speak. So to listen requires us to interact with what we hear or what we've heard. And so therefore, related to this, to listen means to obey what is true. This is our second point. So God said, for example, to the Israelites in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 3 and 4. Hear, O Israel, and be careful to obey, so that it might or may go well with you, and that you may increase greatly in the land flowing with milk and honey, just as the Lord, the God of your fathers, promised you. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. What I wanted to point out to you in this, especially is those first few words, hear, O Israel, be careful to obey. Listening means we obey what is true, or in a sense, I could rephrase it, we respond to what we see as true. So if a friend of mine shares, or even a person, acquaintance, shares something with me, and I listen and interact with what they're saying, and I think I understand what they mean, then what am I going to do with that truth that they just shared? I respond to that. And when it's the Word of God, we obey. We obey what is true. When we really listen and understand what is true, then we will take action. But if we're not listening, we're not going to do anything about it, right? Now, there's two types of listening. There's passive listening and active listening. Now, James chapter 1, verses 21 through 25, the second part of our text, describes both of these passive and active listening practices. So let me read those verses to you again. Verse 21. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But the man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does. Passive listening is to hear and forget and not understand. That's passive listening. We could even call that lazy listening, but it's not really listening at all. So lazy listening, I guess we could call it that, but you're not really listening. So you could just drop the word listening, just call it lazy. Active listening is to really listen and means to, like we said, interact, evaluate, determine what is true and what is not true, and then respond to what we determine to be true in obedience or in action. And so that is active listening. God wants his followers to be active listeners. He wants you and me to be active in our listening and active in our lives in response to what we are understanding from our listening. So if we believe God's written word to be true, then therefore we're going to listen to the God's word. We need to know God's word in order to respond to it. And the leading of his Holy Spirit, are we listening to his leading for us every moment of our lives? And then following what he says there and obey him. You know, there's a danger when we don't listen. If we simply hear without interaction, we deceive ourselves, as James puts it. Our hearts become callous, hardened, so we don't even hear anymore. It's in a sense, it's just droned out. We don't listen to the Lord at all. And then that leads us to disobedience to what is true. We are often guilty of not listening. I know I am. Many times when May and I are talking of something, she'll get a little frustrated with me because I'm not listening to her. I'm too busy thinking of what I want to say in response. I don't know if you've ever experienced that, talking to someone. You just get a little frustrated because you're talking to this person, but what they're saying back obviously shows that they're not listening to what you said because they're totally misunderstanding what you're saying because there's no listening going on there. And, for example, with respect to movie and music and books, these present ideas to us, issues, concepts. But are we interacting with them? Are we really listening to the music we listen to the entertainment we digest? Or are we just, in a sense, there's two decisions we can have with the things in our lives, but especially these things, is do we totally accept everything that they present to us and don't evaluate it? And some people say, well, I like the music, but I don't really care what it says. Right? That's just accepting it without evaluation. Or do we just censor it totally and say, oh, yeah, well, you know, in the Christian culture, it's like, oh, that's not Christian music, so I'm not going to listen to it because it's not Christian music. And that's in both of these choices, total censorship or totally accepting of everything, that's lazy listening because we're not interacting with what's being said. Right? We either don't interact and accept it all, or we don't interact by denying listening to it. We're making that choice. And so it's not a good choice, I think. It's better to interact with everything that is presented to us. If somebody we know likes a certain kind of music, listen to the music. Interact with it. Evaluate. See the good, the bad, the useless, the useful. Yeah, interact, and we can learn a lot from what we listen to. So we must evaluate if we fall into the category of lazy listener. So do we listen to music without evaluating what themes and messages is being said to us? then we're a lazy listener. Or do we play video games without thinking of the things that we're participating in actually? And what kind of ideas and things that are being said, even though it's a virtual reality, but we're just taking it in, we're not evaluating it at all. These things in a sense of what is good, what is useful, what is not useful. Do we speak in a way without any care of the words we use? You know, whether they're honorable or filthy? Do we evaluate that? Do we not only look to the look for opportunities in a conversation of where we, and you know how this goes, right? The one upmanship is somebody shares something and then you're not really listening. You're just like, oh yeah, yeah, that happened to me too. I want to tell you about my story. And then you share what you want to say, or you can't wait to share your experience about something. And then it just keeps happening rather than really listening. Do we have a short temper? And we just, boom, go into the temper for some reason. These are all signs of lazy listening, all these things that I just said. And lazy listening can lead to disobedience. So to listen means to obey what is true. And are we listening then to the Word of God? There was a research that was done in 2012, a few years ago, and it was done as part of this transformational discipleship study that they called it. And it showed the following. Only 19% of people who go to church personally read the Bible every day. That's 1 out of 5 people. And it doesn't count, and it's like a service like this where, you know, we read the Bible together. That doesn't count. It's the personal reading of the Bible every day. 26% of respondents indicated that they read the Bible a few times a week. 14% said they read the Bible once a week, while another 22% said once a month or a few times a month. If we don't listen to the Word of God by spending time with His Word and in prayer and listening to the Holy Spirit, His guidance, then how are we ever going to obey and take action? And so we need to listen over and over again. Repetition, I find, is a great help to me to remember what to do and what God is saying to me in my life, especially when things get stressful. So a recap. To listen means to interact with what we've heard, and to listen means to obey what is true. One last point about listening. It's to listen means to love. It's a great way, it's actually a good and important way to show our love for each other. We communicate love by listening. It's true. Like, you don't feel very cared for if you feel like somebody's not really listening to you, especially if it's someone close to you. The act of listening means we put our attention on this person and we really want to interact with what they're saying because we care for them. Whether it be an acquaintance, someone we just met, whatever, but you've experienced it. I know I have. You're drawn to this person because they seem to be truly intent on what you're saying to try to understand us. James knew that if we are quick to speak, and even worse, quick to become angry, then we're not really listening. And face the facts, most of the time you and I only think about ourselves first. That's the struggle. We're very selfish. Everything we view in life, you know, you put on these glasses here like that, right? And we have these lenses that are just selfish. And so it's James knew that we needed this encouragement to be quick to listen and slow to speak because we often want to say what we want to say and not learn about another person. You know, a Greek proverb says this, we have 2 ears and 1 mouth that we may listen more and speak less. God gave us 2 of this, so that should mean double than this. Philippians chapter 2, verse 4 says, each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. This fits, right? We are to put attention on someone, and then to listen to them means to love them. And remember, we're defining to listen means once we understand what they're saying, we take action on it. So when hoping to share Jesus with people, we've got to be listeners first and preachers last. Right? Not be quick to tell them the truth. Oh, what you're doing is wrong, right? According to the Word of God. No. Zip it. Listen. understand what's motivating them, understand what's doing, helping them to do the things they do, and then try to be a good friend to them and listen to them. That means to love them. The same applies to parents, right? Parents, if you really want to understand your children, listen to them, understand them, know what the music they listen to, what is the messages they're seeing, why it is interesting to them, what kind of video games do they play, why is that interesting to them? Try playing the video games with them, whatever it takes, but try to understand and listen to your children. Okay, there's not many parents here. Let's flip it. Children, listen to your parents. Understand what makes them tick. What kind of stresses they have at work? What kind of job do they do? What kind of background or the abuse maybe they received as kids growing up? Listen to your parents. Understand them. What makes them tick? What struggles they're facing? You might just think, like, I'm a kid. No, that's their problem. But, you know, to listen is to love. So it goes both ways. Jesus spoke of this truth, that listening means to love, when he said in John 14:15, if you love me, you will obey what I command. If we love Jesus and obey his commands, then he knows we are really listening to him and we really love him. So, recap, to listen means to love. To listen means to interact with what was heard. To listen means we love. And the second point was, to listen means to obey what is true. Let me end with this illustration. In his book, Directions, titled Directions, James Hamilton wrote, I'm just going to read this quote here. It's part of his story. Before refrigerators, people used ice houses. I don't know if you know what those are. To preserve their food, ice houses had these thick walls, no windows, and a tightly fitted door. And in the winter, when streams and lakes were frozen, large blocks of ice would be cut out and hauled to these ice houses. Usually they were partly on the ground and covered over with sawdust. And then they'd shut the door. And once the ice was in there, oftentimes it would last into like mid to late summer. So they'd have this ice that long. Well, one man lost a valuable watch while working in an ice house, and he searched diligently for it, carefully raking the sawdust, looking through all the sawdust where the watch could be, couldn't find it. His fellow workers also looked, but their efforts, too, proved to be futile. Well, a small boy heard about their fruitless search, and so he slipped into the ice house during the noon hour and soon emerged with the watch. And so they were all amazed. They were like, wow, how did you find it? And so he just simply said, well, when I went in there, I closed the door and I laid down in the sawdust and I was super quiet and I heard the watch ticking and I went over and got it. I found out where it was. He listened. And like this boy, God says, be still and know that I am God. And there's other parts of the scriptures that say, you know, if God is like a whisper, a silent breeze. And since we have to concentrate and listen to him, to the directions of the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, make an effort to listen. We can't listen lazily. It takes us to interact. So I want to give you some practical ways to listen for me too. So for all of us. So let me go through this four of these here. The first is to spend time in the Word and prayer and write down, this is the interaction part, write down what the Spirit is teaching us and then also share it with someone else, share it with others. We do this in life groups, I know. We share what God is teaching us or what's happened and what God might be doing. That's good. But this is more intentional in the sense of from the time in our Word, in the Word of God and in prayer, what is God's Spirit teaching us? And then set aside time to reflect on what he is teaching us. Okay, that's one. Now the second, set up good boundaries for ourselves, especially with respect to the use of our cell phone, our smartphone. Because our smartphones can be a huge distraction to listening to anything. I don't know if you've ever been in a conversation with someone and all of a sudden they pull out their cell phone because they got the little ding or, you know, vibration. And then they're just like, kind of looking at you, and they're typing and everything, and then they put it down, and then you're talking, and then all of a sudden they pick it up again, and they type it again. You know, are they really listening? Are they involved? And same with me. I find it too. I'm in a meeting, and we're talking at church, and then I get it, and I just kind of like, you know, and then, you know, I'll try to type in there. And I've zoned out of whatever's happening in the room now. I'm in this conversation. Huge distractions for us. So set up boundaries for us. When we're with somebody, we're with them. Our cell phone is there. Whoever's texting us, we're not with them. So they can wait until we're done with this person. So we can listen to the person we're with, rather than being distracted by Twitter and Facebook, Instagram, Messenger, email, whatever it is. So that's another practical way to listen better. And then thirdly, pray for before we have a conversation that we know of, or classes that we go to, or meetings that we have, and we pray, just this touches in last week, begin with prayer. We pray and say, Lord, give me discernment to know and listen to what is being presented so that I can take action. Simply that. And then the last one is, this is the most interesting of these. Ask our spouse, or if you don't have a spouse, a close friend or a brother, whoever you're really close to, a parent even, that would be interesting. Ask them, how can you better listen? You'll probably get a lot of feedback on that. And then take that and apply it to your life. You know, just go to somebody and say, could you tell me how I could be a better listener? Yeah, they probably have some suggestions for you if they're close to you. So the idea of this, that these rhythms of disciple making, bless, will be a part of our lives, defining who we are rather than being injected and added to our lives. So we begin with prayer. We listen. We eat. I hope you guys are eating regularly. You're here. That's a good sign that you are. Serve, and then story. And we'll get into explaining what each of those are in the weeks to come. So let's get to it. Let's listen to the Word of God, to His leading of the Spirit, and to the people in our lives this week. And I'll tell you, you will be excited, along with me, if only we could just like use next Sunday to just share what we heard from the Lord and what opportunities He opened up for us to make disciples for Him. It'd be awesome. Well, let's pray together. Thank you, Lord, for always having an ear for us and really listening to our hearts and our needs, because you love us dearly, so much so that you even took action before we even came about for many of us by sending Christ your Son to take care of the plan of salvation that we, by your grace, can participate in through faith in Christ. Lord, you know all the intimacies of our lives, the struggles, the worries, the sin that we need to confess, and yet you continue to listen to us. And we pray, Lord, that we in like kind would truly listen to the people that you've put in our lives. Those who are just acquaintances, people we bump into on the train or the bus or while we're shopping. Every person we know is your child, whether they're estranged from you or a part of your family. But Lord, help us to listen to them this week and show your truth and compassion in Jesus' name. Amen.